up your frozen dinners, grab your TV tray, and settle in for another episode of the Plus Platoon, your podcast for all things Disney Plus, brought to you by Disney Plus fans. Watch along with us every week as we cover all the new, the old, the good, and the bad on Disney Plus. So put down that remote, don't touch that dial, and welcome your fabulous Plus Platoon host.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss a moment. I'm going to bring in Kate. Kate, good to see you this evening.
Good to see you too, brother.
Next, we've got Peter. Pete, how you doing?
I'm doing good. And I'm wondering why this movie's called The Love Bug, because there's not a lot of love in it.
Debatable. And last, but certainly not least, we've got Steve. Steve, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Guys, yeah, guys, if you've not already, please like, subscribe, share. We got a lot of fun shows coming up, especially we got a couple in August that you are not going to want to miss. So make sure you stick around for those. But this week, as Pete has said, we watched The Love Bug. It is the 1969 original Love Bug. It's the only one that does not include the name Herbie in the title. But it obviously talks about Herbie, a Volkswagen Beetle that is alive. The premise of the story is that the Dean Jones character is a race car driver who was good and then started crashing things and is now down to a demolition derby driver, and gets this from David Tomlinson. David Tomlinson, yep. Character, and who is plays his traditional snotty British David Tomlinson himself. Starts winning races and comes to realize that Herbie is actually alive with the help of his sidekick, Buddy Hackett. And what I would argue is a wasted Buddy Hackett role, to be perfectly honest. There could have been more Buddy Hackett, but and inevitably there is a love story between he and a gal who works at the shop, the David Tomlinson's auto dealership. And there is a deal made with a Chinese investor who owns a series of garages in there. And ultimately, the car splits and Herbie does win after taking first and third place. It's a Disney live action movie from the 60s. It is actually the last live action movie that Walt Disney personally approved the treatment of before it went to production. So there's that. There are historical facts about it. But Pete, I'm going to start with you on this one. What about this movie won the race for you?
So this was a very familiar story in Disney movies of the 60s and 70s, right? That there's some kind of magical occurrence that isn't really explained, and it leads to all the craziness that occurs in it. I mean, we watched Absent-Minded Professor not too long ago, which it was a similar thing that he creates flubber out of nothing, and then, you know, we get the plot all from that. For those type of movies, I think this is a pretty decent one. I enjoy the character of Herbie, the love bug. I think they do a good job of giving a car a personality. I personally think there's just the right amount of Buddy Hackett in this movie, because I think too much Buddy Hackett wouldn't be a good thing. So I like that. I think the final race is pretty fun. Overall, I mean, I thought there were moments to laugh at. We watched this, my wife and I watched this, and our daughter was there, who's 21, and she was actually laughing quite a bit, though she was kind of laughing at that it was pretty stupid, but she was still having a good time with it. So, as I said, I thought it was a good time. I think it's a good movie to watch with your preteens type thing. So what do you think, Steve?
Actually, I really enjoy this movie. This brings back childhood memories. My brother and I loved all the Herbie movies because I grew up with Matchbox cars and everything. So we each had, it wasn't actually a Herbie one, but we had a Volkswagen car that, you know, was nicknamed Herbie. Loved Mr. Thorndike, Mr. Banks. I think just him and his assistant, can't remember his name, but just the over the top, like villain-esque play on that. Totally enjoyed it. Like you said, also just how they brought the car gives the car personality through their little like tricks and music, you know, just the sounds the car makes was really enjoyable.
Okay. Yeah. I love the race scenes. I loved the races. Did some of them get a little bit predictable? Near the middle, yeah. Where Hal Herbie won by always super accelerating at the last minute. Sure, it's like Dash in The Incredibles,
the Porsche engine.
But as far as the villain, the David Tomlinson character and his sidekick, has anyone here ever seen the movie The Great Race by Blake Edwards? Mm-hmm. Has Jack Lemmon and Peter Falk and Tony Curtis and all these great stars. And it's, if you want a campy, over the top endurance race movie where the white good guy always wears white and the black guy always has everything black, literally, go watch The Great Race. I cannot recommend that movie enough. But that's kind of what the bad guys reminded me of, was Professor Fate and Max on how they're trying to sabotage Herbie. I mean, the fact that they give him Irish coffee and he can't finish the race because he's drunk. I mean, there were some fun moments in this. Kate?
I like the bear, when the bear got in the car.
So I totally forgot the character's name. Hold on. Love Bug.
Herbie.
No. The sidekick guy.
Tennessee.
Thank you. I loved Tennessee. He was my favorite character. I also think it's funny that in that era of movies, have you all ever noticed how all of the men sound the same? Because like all of like the leading men. If I had closed my eyes, this could have been Jimmy Stewart in It's a Wonderful Life. Like, because I kept going, how do I know that voice? But these men, the way that they talk, it all sounds the same. And it just cracks me up. I also just always assumed that Herbie the Love Bug was a girl. I don't know why I gave it a female gender, but I did. And
I'm not sure it has a gender really, but
it doesn't. But
it does, because in another movie, he falls for a girl car. He
falls in love.
There were parts of this movie that I really enjoyed that I thought were clever and funny. Oh my God. This I just wanted to be friends with Tennessee. And I know what Derek's going to say. Derek's going to be like, Tennessee was so annoying. That character was so annoying.
No, he said he wanted more Buddy Hackett.
No, huh? You were not listening at all the first
time. Oh, I missed. So. See, I didn't know his actor name. I didn't know the actor name.
That's Scuttle from The Little Mermaid.
It's Orville from the original Rescuers.
Okay.
All right.
And you know what's funny is now thinking about Scuttle and Orville and then looking at a picture of Buddy Hackett, it's like, oh, totally.
Aloysius in Music Man.
Yeah. So, okay. I'm sorry, Derek. I didn't know the actor name. I wanted more of him. I wanted to just be friends with him. When he looks at the car and is like, says something like, you're doing a really good job or something like that. I loved it so much. In my opinion, he was one of the best parts of the whole entire movie. Mr. Banks.
I did like that he was just like, clearly the car is alive. like he never doubted it.
And I also went on this mountain retreat and learned all these things.
He
and
Chinese, and then he uses it to talk to the guy.
I mean, he, in my opinion, he stole the movie for me. Like, he was the funniest part, best part. It was good. I didn't hate it.
Okay. I didn't hate it. High praise from Kate. I didn't hate it.
Put that on the video box.
Yeah, I didn't hate it. Okay. Now, Steve, what about this drove you crazy? And yes, I just did that.
Watching it as an older, I'm going back of just like how absurd some of the scenarios are. Like, you're cheating, Herbie. You went off course. But as a kid,
no. They said literally the phrase was anything goes.
Okay. But I mean, some of it was just, again, you just had to just go with the flow. But I think this was dealt for like the young, like my younger self, 19-year-old boy who's just enthralled with the racing. Totally enjoyed it here. Like, that's because, like, rolling my eyes, like, going, I bought into this. Like, him finishing first and third, throwing the car in half. I mean, part of the plot, just really pushing it there.
Yeah.
I think Kate mentioned it a little too long. I did point out
to my family, Steve, the engine is in the back half. Yeah. So
I noticed that. You notice in one part, he was looking in the wrong side of the bug. Like, when he first was like the Irish coffee scene, you're in the wrong part of the car. The engine's not there. It's in the back.
But the gas tank's in the front.
Okay.
The gas tank is in the front. So anyway. Yeah. As you were saying, Steve, it was too long. It was a 2-hour movie that should have been an hour and a half. Easy. If not an hour 20, to be perfectly honest. Yes, we get it. The whole him going through San Francisco and trying to commit suicide scene was way too long. Yes, we understand that he has a personality and keeps getting mad at Dean Jones. We get it. And the first half of the movie was so... if they weren't racing, it was really hard to stay engaged, to be perfectly honest. There was less than no chemistry between Dean Jones and the girl. And he played, you know, this smarmy character that, yes, that was kind of what he was known for in the Disney movies. He played that smarmy know-it-all character. You know, he was in That Darn Cat, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same character. And Kate, you talked about how they all sound the same.
They do.
50s and 60s, especially Disney live action leading men, if they weren't putting on a really bad Cockney accent, they all sounded the same.
Like, I almost wish I had messaged you all while I was listening to this or watching this and said, I want you to just close your eyes. And then I want you to go and Google a scene from It's a Wonderful Life and just close your eyes. And it sounds like the same actor.
One I couldn't go. He is not Jimmy Stewart. He does not sound like Jimmy Stewart. He sounds like the guy in Absent-Minded Professor.
Yeah.
But he does not sound like Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, see, I disagree.
Yeah, so, he wasn't a great character because...
No.
Like, as you say, he was mostly a jerk for the first hour until he finally bought in, and then he was just kind of nothing.
Yeah. I mean, let's face it. He didn't drive the car to win. The car was driving itself, and it was made obvious. And let's not mention the fact that you've talked about some of the sequels. In Herbie Goes to Monte Carlo, somehow he got married at the end of this movie, didn't he?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He falls in love with another gal, and Herbie falls in love with her car in Monte Carlo. So, and it never explains what happened in between there. She probably just realized who he really was. But, it's not a great movie. Kate?
So, I didn't hate this movie. It was long. even though it was only what, an hour 45?
45, 50, yeah.
Yeah.
There were parts that I just zoned out. And there was as someone who loves 90s and 2000s hip hop, I got distracted when they were when they were in the mechanic shop and it said Tang Wu Company, and I was like, ah, it's the Wu-Tang Clan. because Wu-Tang
really?
It's a great group. Anyway, so there was some questionable parts on like, could this borderline on inappropriate with how they portrayed the Asian characters?
Apparently not, because it didn't get the warning at the beginning of the movie.
Well,
it's true, yeah.
True, but like, well, having the Asian man always say, a wise man once said, like,
it was borderline.
Yeah, it's about as close to the line as you can get without really like triple jumping over it. So the forced love interest, I wanted more of Tennessee in the car. Like Tennessee interacting with the car. If this movie had been focused around him and maybe 20 minutes shorter, I think this movie could have been a hit. I do think I watched this movie as a kid. I think we might have had this movie on VHS.
Probably. Maybe. It came out like 6 times on VHS.
Yeah. And but wasn't Herbie, am I wrong? Was Herbie in Lights, Motors, Action? Didn't they have Herbie come out?
Yes, he was replaced by Lightning McQueen.
That's right. Ugh, what a shame. So I didn't hate the movie. It was a little long. There were parts that were like, okay, this is kind of dumb, but the character Tennessee saved this movie from being really, truly terrible. So, Pete, what do you think?
Well, you just said that this movie wasn't a hit. I have to point out a little something. Can you guess where in the top 10 box offices of 1969 this movie was?
Number one.
No, not even close.
It wasn't number one. It was number two, though.
Seriously.
Wow. Yep.
I'm not surprised. That doesn't surprise me.
Butch and Sundance, but it was ahead of Love Story.
It was ahead of, according to what I just looked up here, it was ahead of Midnight Cowboy and Easy Rider.
Okay, not in 1969 though, because it was the Christmas release. So there's no way it did it in 1969. But for movies that came out in 1969, that I would believe.
According to this, it says it released on March 13th, 1969. So,
all right,
it's possible something released on Christmas of 1969 that did more money in 1970. But anyways, it was a big hit for Disney in 1969. And of course, there were 3 sequels in the subsequent 10 years and then a reboot, so to speak, I guess technically the Lindsay Lohan one was technically a sequel, because I think it was still supposed to be the same Herbie.
Yeah, because Dean Jones makes a cameo.
Yeah.
Actually, Gene Jones played a cameo in his own movie, the first movie.
Yes, he did. He was the hippie.
Oh, was he?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So anyways, I'm supposed to say what I didn't like about this. I got to agree with you guys. It needed a 20-minute trim in the middle. There was just too much of the rivalry. I mean, that was the main plot, right? Was the rivalry between the two, the Mr. Banks and Dean Jones. And there was too much of that. They could have cut some of that out. I did kind of get a kick out of the, the bug trying to kill himself and that. So I was okay with that kind of stuff in there in the middle, but I didn't think that ate up that much time, but it definitely could have used a trim. There's a definite suspension of disbelief in this movie that these two cars that are basically fighting each other, or these two drivers that are fighting each other and constantly like being slowed down for various reasons, somehow are the two winners of the race. Well, all the other cars, apparently all the other cars are just like, not, they don't, you know, none of those drivers know what they're doing because they can't keep up with these two cars that keep getting stopped. So, it's a pretty dumb movie, but I don't know. I said, I just got a kick out of it. I had fun with it. I mean, is it a great movie? No, but it's for this period of Disney, it was an enjoyable movie.
Now, I will say, as a NASCAR fan, it was really cool because they filmed some of this at the old Riverside Speedway, which was an old road course that, you know, everyone used to race at until they covered it in the late early 80s with a parking lot and shopping mall and subdivision. So it was neat to see the historical aspect of seeing that raceway was really kind of cool. So, okay, we have watched a couple of different live action movies from Disney. Now we've watched Swiss Family Robinson. We've watched Absent Minded Professor. We've watched this. We've got a couple coming up. There's
Apple Dumpling Gang.
There's That Darn Cat that we, you know, people see. There's the Shaggy DA. So my question is, what is your favorite classic Disney live action movie? And I'm going to throw a caveat in there that is not Mary Poppins.
Yeah, that's so, too easy.
Yeah, that's too easy. So that's not Mary Poppins. And Pete, I'm going to start with you.
And it's got to be like pre-1980, right?
Yeah.
Like pre-Touchstone and those.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, starting with me. So this is one that I don't think a lot of people would pick, but I really liked this movie when I was a kid. And to me, that's kind of, and then I saw it again, not too long ago. So I got to kind of go with this, but I believe the movie's called Guts, and it's a movie about the field goal kicking mule. And it is, I still think that movie holds up as a fun. What
is Tommy Kirk the star in that one?
I don't think he is. It's got, I think it's got,
Don Knotts.
I don't think it's Don Knotts. It's the other one.
No, it has Don Knotts in it and Tim Conway and Ed Asner.
It's Mr. Cunningham, from Happy Days.
Howard Cosell.
Tom Bosley.
Bosley, yeah.
Is one of the bad guys, and I think the other one might be Don Knotts. But anyways, it's about a mule that can kick a soccer ball, and they like bring him to America, and he kicks field goals, and it's dumb, but it's very silly and entertaining, and I really enjoyed it as a kid. And even having watched it as an adult, it's one that I would say we should, in some future episode, we should check out, because it's not one of the more famous ones, but I really liked it. What about you, Steve?
What is our cutoff date for this? What were we saying?
Early 80s.
No! Early 80s. Can we do 1990 or more?
You cannot do Sister Act.
I'm not going to do Sister Act.
I'm really torn. I really love the Herbie movies, but if I wasn't picking Herbie, it would probably be either the Shaggy DA, I loved that as a kid, or Candleshoe. Again, sort of that mystery sort of thing with Jodie Foster.
For me, it is by far a movie that I loved, y'all didn't like, but we watched on here. For me, it's Swiss Family Robinson. I mean, and we talk, and yeah, she's rolling her eyes over there. I don't care. It's a great
movie. I realized I was muted. I was like, I knew you were going to say Swiss Family Robinson. I knew. Good.
I liked it.
You guys all gave it either a 2 or a 2.5. Come on.
Did I give it that low?
I gave it a 4.5 and y'all were wrong. to the point of where it still holds a... I mean, they kept the original attraction at Disney World for some reason. And they've actually gone back to Swiss Family Robinson at Land. So it's weird to me that still holds. They've still kept it there, to be perfectly honest, because no one has. That's one of those movies no one has seen, or very, very few people have actually seen.
I am shocked they haven't remade that movie, to be quite honest.
Yeah. I am shocked they haven't remade that movie. It would be hard. You would have to do something completely different with the pirates. They couldn't all be Chinese pirates.
No, they would have to change it up. But I'm just saying, like, the premise of it, of a family being shipwrecked and blah, blah, blah. I'm surprised they haven't.
Power, yeah. And the tree. Yeah, I thought they were going to head that. We were going to hear an announcement about that when they actually put the treehouse back to Swiss Family Robinson at Disneyland. So, okay. Kate, we've given you enough time. And as a millennial, sure, whatever year you want, because let's face it, you're going to pick any year you want anyway.
You can't go in the 2000s, Kate. Yeah.
No. Mine are all pre-1995. So the newest one is Homeward Bound. I loved Homeward Bound. The second oldest is Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Okay.
The actual oldest in my top three is Pete's Dragon.
The original?
The original. I would
count the original Pete's Dragon as the classic Disney live act.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That definitely fits this.
That one category.
So Pete's Dragon would probably be my.
But okay. Then I can see Pete's Dragon. I can see. That's a movie, again, I haven't watched in a long time. That's one that's going to have to go on our list at some point.
Yeah, that should be on our list.
Yeah, honestly, it's too long. But
it is. Oh, it's incredibly long.
Yeah.
It's incredibly too long.
How long is it?
It's like 2.5 hours, I think.
Oh.
I'd throw in Bed Knobs and Broomsticks then.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. You say it's 2.5 hours. It's 1:43.
Oh, it just feels like it's 2.5 hours.
It feels like 2.5 hours. It should have been a 70-minute movie. It should have been.
Yeah. But I would watch it for the show, though. And Bedknobs and Broomsticks, I would definitely do.
Bedknobs and Broomsticks. I will be perfectly honest. I don't know if I've seen Bedknobs and Broomsticks all the way through. Just like I'm not sure. I don't think I had ever seen Love Bug all the way through before this. So, okay. Guys, again, Kate, sorry. No Disney Plus news this week.
I know.
But let's do Cups of Pixie Dust out of 5 for The Love Bug. Kate?
I'm going to give it a 2.5.
I give this movie a 3.
I also give it a 3.
And I'm at a 2.
Poor Herbie.
You're going to make Herbie jump off a bridge.
He's going to spit oil on you.
Okay, fine. Sure, whatever. Oh, no. I get oil on my shoes. Oh, no.
They
were nice shoes,
but they're not the stupid leather, expensive patent leather ones that Tomlinson was wearing. But so, okay. Now, as I said, Kate, there is no Disney Plus news. Gina, thank you for the reminder in the background. But next week, we're going to be talking about the Acolyte season finale. To be perfectly honest, guys, we have taped this episode a couple weeks in advance, so we do not know what has happened in episodes 6 and 7 for this show. So we can't talk about what we think is going to happen in the finale, but we are going to be talking about the Acolyte season finale next week. Guys, if you have suggestions, especially on anything that relates to some kind of a classic movie you want us to see, or I would love to find another diamond in the rough. So if anyone has a suggestion on one of those, please send it to us at plusplatoon@gmail.com. We are on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. Just send us a message. We'll use your suggestion because nothing is coming out from Disney. Excuse me. Nothing good is coming out from Disney anytime soon. And you can only ignore Bluey so much.
Bluey is great, but I don't think it works for our show.
No, it doesn't work for our show. Guys, we have new episodes every Thursday on YouTube and all the major podcasting services. For Kate, Pete, and Steve, Gene in the background, we will see everyone next week. Bye, guys.
Beep, beep. Bye.
Thanks for watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then then head over to Apple Podcast and leave those 5-star reviews, as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel, where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Plus Platoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching, and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode, because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.